Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday we were talking about how easy it is to be a kid's entertainer. And in particular, we were on about the Wiggles off of Australia, who were on TV. Loads of kids love them. People have been sending me more info about the Wiggles. You know, I told you yesterday they're richer than Kylie.
Yes.
Right? Someone just sent me this. Last year, they earned more than Nicole Kidman and AC/DC put together. They're like billionaires. For the easiest job in the world.
Just putting on some bright clothes and singing children's songs.
Hi, kids. I'm Scott.
I'm Chappers.
And I probably start by throwing like a bucket of paper over you or something.
Ah, right. Okay.
Or we could do what the Wiggles do. Everybody say quack.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack. Come on, kids.
Quack.
Quack, quack.
I quite like that. And yeah. It has the added bonus of having wee and poo in the lyrics, which means they'll be laughing before we've even got on stage.
Do you think I need a bum or bottom in there as well?
Do I think you need a...
In the lyrics.
Do I think you need a what?
To make them laugh. No, the word bottom makes them laugh. We discovered this earlier this week.
I think you need a bottom in the lyrics, yes.
Go, you're on.
Quack, quack.
Wave as well.
Oh, hi, I'm Chappers. Do I not quack immediately?
No, you've got to do that kind of, hello kids, I'm Chappers, more like that.
All right.
Okay, go.
You're right, kids, I'm Chappers.
See, you're not cut out for this at all.
I'll be fine on the night.
Luke says, this is just going to scare the kids.
Well.
Benno the trucker, you've lost the plot.
Laura's little boy loves it already. He's really laughing.
Yeah. Alex in Romford, all this from a man who couldn't get a job on Nickelodeon.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Time for the Matt Damon game on Radio 1. Hiya, Dylan.
Hi.
Where are you right now?
I'm on my school bus.
On your school bus, okay. Where?
In Wakefield.
In Wakefield. How many people on the bus?
About 35.
They're well noisy.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Maybe you could shut them up a bit, because you're going to have to really shout loud to make yourself heard, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a Matt Damon as loud as you can, all right?
Pardon?
As loud as you can, all right?
Oh, my God, I can't hear you.
Okay, just shout it for me.
Matt Damon!
What happened? Okay, and again, but louder.
Matt Damon!
Everything okay? Hello?
Yeah.
Are they looking at you like you're weird?
Yeah.
Okay, right, one more time for me, as loud as you can.
Matt Damon!
Matt Damon! Are you right, Dylan?
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Good.
Yeah? Are people moving away from you now?
No, but they're kind of turning their backs to me.
All right, listen, thank you for playing the Matt Damon game. That was good. Thank you, Dylan.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
And remember, Matt Damon!
Matt Damon!
Right, Davina McCaws just texted me saying... Holly thinks you are very rude and Tilly looks really worried at your song that you just sang. Sorry about that, Davina.
So does that mean it hasn't worked with her children?
They just think we're rude.
Lots of other preschool kids are loving it, apparently.
Cool. Well, you know this game. We call up people who live in places with the best names in the UK and see if you're immature enough to laugh. Let's try one now.
Morning, the old inn.
Hello.
Hello.
Could you let me know where you're based, please?
No problem at all. We're actually in Churchtown, St. Bruid.
Okay, I've got a bit of paper here that my friend's written on. It says you're in the shadow of something or other.
Well, you've got Brown Willie, which is a big like hill.
What's that called?
It's called Brown Willie.
Oh, so you laughed a little bit there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
God,
sorry.
You're immature.
I know.
Oh. Right, we tried another one.
Good morning, the bell.
Good morning. I wonder if you could just tell me where you're based, please.
Where we're based?
Yeah. What town?
Bell End.
Pardon?
Bell End. Because they call us the Bell at Bell End.
That's nice.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Davina McCall.
Morning.
Hello, you right?
Yeah, I'm just doing a school run. I've got like one of the mums standing in front of me going, what do you mean you're on Radio 1?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that your kids didn't find our song funny.
But, you know, the wee bits almost funny. There was a kind of a smile, but the poo was just a shocker.
I know.
Well, how old are they again?
They are your target audience, 4 and 6.
Wow. We're better than the Wiggles, though.
You're really not, honestly. We went into mourning when Greg, who is yellow, the yellow T-shirt, Greg left.
Off the Wiggles?
It was like Take That splitting up.
Was it?
Oh, God, it was awful.
Did they set up a helpline and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, listen, you haven't even seen the merits of High Five.
What's that?
High Five are amazing. They're also Australian.
Right, okay.
And there are 5 of them, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
And there's one called Nathan who just...
And they're high, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Right. On life, yeah.
And Mason, yeah?
Nathan is very... If you watch it, you'll laugh a lot at Nathan because he's very, very over-eager.
I just think that it's easy. We could do this.
I'll be the over-eager one.
Can I come to the show?
No, tickets available, no. Sadly.
Come on.
No, you're too, you're
on,
too old.
I'm a meek.
Well, I mean...
Come on.
What we
I'll
could do... Yeah, we could do one privately for your kids, maybe.
Come down.
Shall we?
Come down and do a birthday party.
Okay, you're on. We've got our second booking, Chopper.
Oh, God, we're well on the way to being millionaires.
Amazing. Right, I do apologise if this goes horribly wrong, but it's now time to meet the guests. I've challenged each member of the team, Laura, Chappers, and the one that doesn't speak, to book a guest every day, and there's been a mess-up, and there's a double booking of guests because Chopper messed it up yesterday and then got a guest last minute. I can't be asked with a blindfold thing anymore because I can't ever guess who they are.
Right.
So just bring in the guests, please.
Okay.
Bring them in. Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
It's Yvette Fielding.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hello.
Have a seat there.
Have a seat.
It's Yvette.
It's Yvette, that's Laura's.
Off of Ghost Hunting with fame.
Yes.
Why, Yvette's my guest.
Right. Welcome, I know who you are.
Do you?
Yeah, and who's your guest?
My guests are Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf from the Circus of Horrors and his ringmaster, Dr. Hayes.
Now, can I just apologise? Because, apologise for you both being on together because there's been a mess up. If you'd like to explain what happened.
Well, I didn't think I had a guest yesterday. And so I needed Laura to try and help me out. Then by the time she'd booked one, then I'd booked one as well later on.
I'm so sorry, Yvette.
It's Laura's fault.
I'm sorry, Dan.
All right.
We've been having a big love, it's fine.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, welcome.
Hello there, good morning.
Now, can you tell us, bearing in mind there are children listening right now, okay? So use the word bits, okay?
Bits and bobs.
Bits and bobs. Can you explain why you're kind of famous?
Well, I happened to get an Henry stuck on me bits and bobs.
A Henry?
Yeah, Henry
Hoover.
The Hoover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
With super glue.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And it went all over the newspapers everywhere.
I remember seeing that, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Wow. And so you had to go to casualty, presumably?
Yes, I had to go to, you know, yes, emergency.
And did everyone see you with it attached?
Well,
in A&E?
The nurses did and everybody. They're trying to be serious.
Right.
But you could see it on their faces. They're dying to laugh.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've bought Dr. Hayes.
Ringmaster.
He's your ringmaster.
Yes.
So now you do this as an act, do you?
Yes, we do it in the act. Yes, we've always done it in the act.
It's called the Circus of Horrors, Dan.
Circus of Horrors, yeah.
Okay.
And what got?
Remember, you're still using the word bits and bobs.
Right.
What happens in your act exactly?
Well, part of it, I eat a light bulb, open a bottle of beer with my eye, staple things to myself.
Right.
And then...
pumps 300,000 volts of electricity through himself.
Yeah, then I get the Henry the Hoover out.
Yeah.
And then I clean myself down and attach it to my bits and bobs.
Okay.
And then I put it round...
Is Henry still smiling while you're doing
it? Oh, yeah, he's got a bigger smile than ever now.
We brought him with us. You can meet him later.
Come made on. His eyes water. Wow. And mine.
And people actually pay to see this, do they?
Oh, yeah, because it's not just that. We do it. It's a two-hour-long show.
Oh,
2 hours?
Yeah, not... I'm not attached for 2 hours.
Not just Captain Dan for 2 hours. The whole Circus of Horrors is 2 hours.
Okay. Yes, we've got the most stretchy-skinned man in the world, and Gary Stretch. And
is that the man that makes his skin into a table and carries drinks on it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Yeah. We've got the stretchiest skin in the world.
Are you right? Are you right,
Yvette?
Follow
that, Yvette.
All you do is look for ghosts. What's your special talent?
Oh, God.
You're all right, love.
Just don't speak to me.
Okay. This is Yvette Fielding.
Oh,
on Radio 1. It's Laura's guest today. And we also have Demon Dan in, who does a trick with a Hoover. And Henry is here, which Chappers did almost fall over then.
Right by the door.
Yvette. You can't see the face on the Hoover, can you? It's got a little cheeky smile.
You're crying.
I'm sorry.
Now, the last time I saw you was in a really scary place.
Yes, and you were nearly crying. Mm. And it's for our new show on ITV2.
Yeah.
Ghost Hunting.
And it was me and Rachel from Moira's Show and Aled.
Yeah.
And Comedy Dave. And we had it was quite a scary night.
Quite. Yeah. I think at some points, everybody was shaking.
Rachel absolutely lost it.
She did.
I can't go back in there, Scott. I just can't go back in there. I just don't like the vibe of it.
Now, don't you take the mickey. You were a bit mad.
I was.
You were a bit
mad. Oh, but he came back claiming that nothing scared him.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I said.
No, Chappers, I was listening. He actually did say it was scary.
He said it was like Scooby-Doo.
It was.
Well, it was. And that's scary.
I love the kind of innkeeper that you get.
Do your impression.
Right, okay. So we go to this haunted house in Kent somewhere, and do I do the first one or the second one?
Do the first one.
Choice.
Right, okay. Entertainment at its best.
It looks a bit like Lurch, and really tall and quite scary. Bearing in mind, it's pitch black, and we're all a little bit apprehensive. And he goes, you do your introduction. So tell us a bit more.
So tell us a little bit more about this place. What's been going on here? What sort of paranormal activity has been happening in this room?
Well, Yvette, I'll tell you what. I've been wandering around here for years on my own in the daytime. However, if you're going to wander around here willy-nilly at night time, good luck to you.
And then the other guy at the other place the other location.
Stop crying.
There was a big old table, which was obviously for a seance. And what did you say to him? So we're going to have a seance in here this evening.
Yeah.
His eyes start to water, and he goes, if you're having a seance in here this evening, I don't want no part of it. And runs out.
And walks out.
Bless.
He sounded like the first bloke.
Yeah, the impressions.
Were they brothers?
The impressions are similar. Now, I understand that you bought a couple of clips of me.
I gave Laura a clip. Do you know that when you were filming yourself with a night vision camera?
I can't do it.
No. I know. Do you know why?
Right.
Because you did the whole lot upside down.
They're quite difficult to work.
Yeah, you really were bad. But there were lots of moments. You're upside down. I mean, everybody in my office has been watching the whole screen like this.
Because I was upside down.
Stupid.
All got ripped necks.
Seriously, yeah. I couldn't work them cameras at all.
Get away.
What, so has someone just been watching hours and hours of my chin?
Upside down.
Brilliant.
Stood on the red.
I need to go to Australia. Right, okay, here's the here's the first bit of me. Where am I on this point?
You are in... you're in an old fort, so you're in some deep cave.
Oh, is this where you locked me in for half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Be warned, we have bleeped this, but I have got a potty mouth on this.
Mm. Hello. If there's anybody here from the spirit world, bats everywhere. Please make a noise, make a sound.
Is Is that your stomach or something?
Seriously, they didn't feed us for hours.
Did they not? No. What I love is the fact that me and Laura have gone to all the trouble of getting guests in and you just play them clips of yourself.
And there's another one as well.
Oh, God.
Okay. Bats.
Oh, that's a long swear word.
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Now, there was another bit where...
That was 45 seconds of you just going, hello.
It sounds like you're on the toilet.
It does.
I think you sound a bit like Alan Partridge at the start.
Oh, bats. Oh, there are bats. Ha ha. What? You're not going to put that on the TV, are you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got Captain Dan, the demon dwarf, from the... Shut up, Yvette.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, it's fine, thank you.
Now, people will have seen you in the newspapers because you were the one that accidentally superglued a Hoover to yourself,
weren't you? Yeah, with bits and bobs.
Yeah. We've all done it, come on. We've all done it. You know what I mean? You've had a few drinks. Oh.
To be never regions.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people on the text have been saying that they've seen the circus of horrors. Hello?
I know what's coming.
Now you've got the Hoover with you, haven't you?
Yes, I've got the Hoover over in the corner.
Yeah.
It's a Henry Hoover with a smile.
And industrial, isn't it?
This is entertainment.
Yeah.
Now, if you have got children listening at the moment, or you don't want to hear the noise of a Hoover, then maybe you should turn off now. And please, do not try this at home,
no.
Okay? Do not try this at home. This man is a trained idiot.
Go to your neighbour's house.
He's a fool. But, you know, he does it, but do not do this at home. And if you've got kids listening, you don't want to hear this, then turn off now. Okay? Yvette, would you like to have the honour of turning the Hoover on?
Shall I assist?
If you could, yeah.
Come on, then.
You can press the button.
I press the button.
I've never seen somebody move so quickly towards a Hoover to help.
There we go.
How keen is she?
Oh, God. Just turn it on.
What are you doing then?
Just
what
turn
do you
it
do
on.
With the end? You'll see it in
a minute.
Feel the picture. No, I don't want to touch it. I don't
want to
touch it.
Why?
Because I don't know where it's been.
You do.
Right, go on then.
There we are.
Right, suction's very good there. Suction's.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me give it a quick attack.
Oh my word!
Right, stand by, here we go. Oh,
oh my
He is now pulling the Hoover along.
Keep going, Captain Dan. Right.
Turn it off, Yvette. Turn it off. He's dragging himself out of the room.
I was just told the one that doesn't speak. You know, in these days of health and safety,
yes.
You ought to have seen the risk assessment form you had to fill in yesterday.
Really? That was amazing. Tom in Hartford says, thanks very much, Scott. My boss has just asked me to go outside and calm down a bit.
Excellent.
How do you discover that you have that talent? Did it just happen by accident?
Oh, yes. I've tried it quite a few years ago, you know, cleaning up one day, and I thought... I wonder if I can use it part in the show.
Yeah.
So I thought, again, it's a blast and Bob's your uncle. Done and dusted. Oh, I tried it with it upright, but it's better not.
I actually can't look Henry in the face at the moment.
Oh, no.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.